Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Your final Ashes breakfast with Jamie Bowman. Morning to you, Jamie.
Yeah, good morning.
Goodness me.
Did I just hear you compare England to Everton?
Oh, things
aren't that bad.
For who? For which one?
Yeah. Take your pick.
All right. Give us the. Let's start on a positive. Give us the high points of the series England-wise for you, Jamie.
You want me to find some high points in this series? I don't know. But it's finished.
Oh, it's gotta be honest to Cook, Jamie.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, I mean, Alistair Cook. I mean, you take away obviously that innings though, and I think he scored in. Apart from that innings, it was less than 100 runs or something put together. So you know, with every high, there's a low as well. That's the problem. I mean, I think the obviously, Jimmy, you can't fault Jimmy Anderson's bowling again. You know, we're relying on the same guy we've relied on for over a decade now. He bowled well. David Milan was a bit of a discovery. You know, he really, off the batsman, he was the one who really got stuck in and, you know, showed some real talent. And I think he's one of the few who can really emerge from this with his head held high and confident of his place in the team. Root batted well, you know, that's the thing. He got a number of 50s, but it's just this frustration that he never got on to get a century. And obviously, when you compare him with Steve Smith, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look good for him. Apart from that, not a lot. I mean, Tom Curran looked good, actually, in the last two games. You know, he bowled well, you know, and he just looked like a player and it meant something to him. You know, he really, especially with his batting last night, it was like he was going to determine to go down fighting. So,
quite a bit of work to be done.
Yeah, they're not really positives. They're more, you know, I'm just grasping at straws here, to be honest.
Well, Australia beating England by an innings and 123 runs. So 4-0 is the series whitewash. But the one thing England were winning was the toss.
Yeah.
And then still losing. So what's that about, Jamie?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is the problem. I mean, the big thing you've got to do in Australia really is get runs on the board. You've got to accumulate those runs, and then that makes it easier for the bowlers. They've got a target. They've got a target to work with, and the spinners come into play because there's less pressure on them. And we never amassed those big scores, those sort of 450 plus scores, which Australia seemed to do on a regular basis. We got good starts, you know. We looked like we could do, you know. But we were falling short. We were getting 350s, 380s, things like that. And the same with the batsmen who are getting out. You know, 70s and 80s aren't going to win your Test matches. It's centuries, it's 150s that win your Test matches from individual batsmen. And I think we only scored, is it 3 centuries across the whole series, including Cook's big one, obviously. And it just was never enough. It was never enough runs, really, to kind of put that pressure on the Australians and help our bowlers relieve the pressure.
Jamie, looking ahead, I think Steve Smith said that next on his agenda, obviously, is coming to England and taking this team to victory over here.
Yeah.
Do you think this is an Australia side that's better equipped to do that than once gone by? Because we've had this really interesting dynamic over the past few series where the home side has tend to dominate and the other side looks so uncomfortable. And, you know, the touring team looks so uncomfortable with the conditions that they're facing. Do you think this is an Australia team that's better equipped to do that?
I think so. One of the differences, you could argue, between the two sides has been the planning. It feels sometimes that there's almost a resignation that England are going to go over there and lose, and they'll come up with the excuses early, like the conditions, the ball, just, you know. And Australia seem to have got out of that mindset a bit. You know, they really prepared for this series. They rested their fast bowlers to make sure they were fit for it. And they really put some thought into the plans of bowling to each batsman and how they were going to deal with so many left-handed batsmen. All this thing, they really did their homework. And England didn't really look like they had done, which is a bit of a worry. Now, fast forward a couple of years, I don't think Australia are going to come as unprepared as they have done in previous years to England. And they're going to take this seriously. I mean, you've got a young, hungry captain who's still going to be captain. You've got quite a young team as well. And there's talk of quite a few of them coming over and playing in county cricket as well to get used to the get used to the swinging ball. They're even going to start using the Duke's ball, which is the ball we use in England, which swings more. I know this sounds all quite technical, but this is one of the big differences between the teams. They use different balls. And we use the Duke's ball in England, and there's talk of them, you know, using that in Australian domestic cricket, so they get used to it more. So I think they're really going to take things seriously. And also, if you look at the pitches which we started producing in England, they're not quite as scary as they used to be. You've got Old Trafford and Lords. You know, these are quite flat pitches, and that I think will really suit the Australians, because they're in this mindset now of accumulation, of getting big scores. They've got four or five batsmen who seem to relish staying in for a long time, enjoying that concentration of Test cricket and accumulating these massive scores, whereas our batsmen just seem a bit more flighty. You know, they seem to, you know, want to score quickly, and it's maybe the T20 mindset which has come in a little bit to our players. But yeah, I think you're going to see a far better contest, and I think, to be honest, the Ashes needs it. It's this toing and froing, this kind of 4-0, 5-0. You know, it doesn't create a massive spectacle. I mean, I think if you ask most people, this Ashes hasn't been the greatest of watches. Quite apart from the fact that the teams have been mismatched, there's not been. It just feels so one-sided, and there's and not, you know, many moments of really great quality.
It's gone off the agenda somewhat. Thank you very much.
Sorry about that.
I've
had two months of pain here. It's all been building up. It's spilling out.
No, I don't mean you went off the agenda. I just mean the Ashes has gone off everyone's agenda.
Sorry.
Thank you for your expertise over the past couple of months. I'll never forget the rapid decline in optimism that you've shown, Jamie. It's been wonderful having you on. Top man, we'll catch up very soon.
I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for the feedback on Twitter from the listeners and things like that. So I've really enjoyed it. And you know, fingers crossed, you know, we do a bit better in New Zealand.
Hey, Brightside, you can get some sleep now.
I can.
All the best, take care.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.